Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in DFW. Glad to have you on board on a Monday night. It is a day off for your Texas Rangers. And I'll tell you what, your Texas Rangers are feeling nicey after this past weekend. Why? It was doom and gloom. It was absolutely doom and gloom, and look, I was part of that doom and gloom as well. Sometimes you just need to get off the schneid, boys. Sometimes you just need to get off the schneid, and your Texas Rangers did just that this past weekend with taking two out of three from the St. Louis Cardinals, but we've got a lot to get to. Let's put that aside for just a moment and welcome in the program. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman off to my right is none other than the Phenom himself. Is he Dave today? Is he Blake today? Well, I haven't seen any emails asking about free tickets, so I guess he's going to be Blake. Welcome into the program, my friend.
We'll be Blake today. We'll be Blake amigos. Keep it cordial today. Keep it corporate, if you will, making sure that everything stays in line here on this radio programming network today, 100,000 watts.
But we're off all week, man, so this is kind of like, let's call it, and we're off in the sense that, you know, we're not taking off, but because of the, because of what's, you know, I mean, look, we are, you know, in congruence with the Texas Rangers schedule. So they've had 2 days off in the last four, which bodes well for us. All right. Look, we love hitting the Rangers, but we also love being on radio too, so we'll take it any way we can get it. Pause. So they're Tampa Bay tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to some of the Rangers here in just a bit. So let's welcome in the program a little bit. Blake and I back at it after Saturday. Real quick, before we do that, we've got to get to our boy, the khakiest of the khaki. Khaki Kev, who was patrolling these mean streets, mean roads of the state of Texas, you and the girlfriend. Now, we're going to get into this a little bit more in depth later on the program, but yep. You and now Blake calls his friend Shoddy.
Yeah.
Something tells me you don't.
No.
But what's kind of the, do you have an affectionate pet name for the young lady?
Pet
or what?
Name's an interesting one to go with. No, I call her Abby, which is her name.
Okay.
I call her Abby, my girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not my boo, my thing.
Abby, my girlfriend, please come here. I'm ready to go on a date.
I mean, nothing.
Abby,
out of,
my girlfriend.
You know, nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah. You know, I call her babe, baby, you know, okay. Some of the other things.
No chimpanzee or.
I don't know. That
I can tell you one thing that she's getting. She'll hate me for saying it over the air, though.
That's all right. Oh,
you said she'll hate to say it.
Then. Go for it.
Go for it.
So, because she is Latina,
wow.
Yeah. Great start.
I call her Torta? Carmalicious.
Oh.
You say Carmalicious?
Carmalicious.
When do you call this when the sun is up or down?
Wow.
Any time of day. Any time
wow.
of day.
Wow. I love it. I am here for it. 877-881-1053. If you know a Latina or are a Latina, let us know if your gringo came up to you and said, hey, Carmalicious, and what you would say.
I got a better question. I just want to know from the Tolos, from the Fatties, what pet name or affectionate name they give their partner.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Let's hear it.
Tons out.
Question.
And everyone's got to have their own specific one.
They do.
Each person.
And, you know, maybe it's safe for radio. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, send it in, what you call your lady, or if you're a lady listening, what you call your man.
Yeah. What your man calls you.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Either way.
Or maybe what you like to call a girl, but maybe you haven't found that person. You would call them this.
You got $36 in your pocket, and you're waiting to find out somebody. If you had $36 in your pocket, and you got
Man,
a girl
I
coming
wish
over.
I was on for that
what?
Saga.
Well, nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing Bummer. Happened. You didn't miss anything.
Well, I mean, but I was tuned in, and we thought something had happened.
We,
were
all,
then,
we all thought something happened.
I hyped it up.
Well, we all hyped it up. I mean, we were excited. I mean,
there was potential
chimed
there.
In. He had $36. And it, I mean, look, it was a compelling story and a...
Authentic.
It was genuine. It was authentic. It was like, look, bro, I got $36 to my name, and I'm trying to take this woman out on a date. I mean, that's real life struggle right there. By the way, the tariffs are hitting right now.
Oh my gosh!
Have you guys seen it? My
what happened?
God,
hard
dude.
To miss it.
Tell you what,
yeah, well, it's expensive.
Look, you guys know.
Are texting in names. Keep texting them in.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. I've also got a few text messages.
Already got
few.
Our first NSFW.
I've got a few. I've got a shout out I got to give here in just a second to a couple folks from over the weekend as well as today. But before I do that, but anyway,
what's the tariff?
I'll tell you what tariff I've noticed. It's hitting coffee.
Really?
Yo. Okay, you guys know I'm boycotting Starbucks. Okay.
Yep.
So that's I'm holding strong. By the way.
Good
on
for you.
That. So I want to.
I have not.
I want to thank myself for that on that one today. But anyway, shout out to my girl Laura. She's like, let's go to Starbucks today. I said, yeah, not going to happen. So go to Walmart today. This is Walmart, by the way. Mm. All right.
Wally World.
Stop to get my brick of Cafe Bustelo. The brick of Cafe Bustelo has been $4.94 at the Louisville Walmart since last April. You know how I know that? Because I've been buying it there. Since last April.
Check the receipts.
Okay.
Write it in his checking book.
You know what your boy paid for it today?
$5.92.
Mm. Dang.
98 cents a brick. A 10-ounce brick of Cafe Bustelo.
We'll get to it later in Khaki's Kicks. Khaki's Kicks is gonna be interesting because the sneaker market also has been hit by the tariffs.
Mm-hmm. Tariffs.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time for the show to get hit by tariffs.
I bought Taco Bell today. It was the same
tariffs.
Price.
Tariffs?
It was the same price.
You know what's not going up at this current moment? Gas.
No.
Fell down a little bit.
Fingers crossed, boys. Fingers crossed. But you know what's going to happen?
Everyone notices when gas goes up.
No, but I'm going to tell you. No. I've figured out the Dallas gas scene. Okay? I figured it out. Here's what happens. And I figured this out last year, and I've noticed it. You didn't see it much during the fall. Now, obviously, you don't drive as much, but I think a lot of that had to do with the election. Okay, I mean, let's call it a little gerrymandering, if you will. Okay,
everyone's in their house, clutch.
You know, it's like, hey, look, the last thing you want to do is jack up gas prices. You know, the week before an election, it's like, Biden.
Yeah.
So, anywho,
it really hurt your race.
Yeah.
Right. For this guy, gas is $12.
I'm taking my offense out at the ballot box. Anyway, so what I've noticed. Is gas in Dallas, because gas in Houston stays like at that 250, 260 mark, right? I've noticed gas in Dallas will go down, like right now it's around 260, right? 259 in some places, 265, 269, okay? What'll happen in the next couple weeks, it'll jump up 40 cents. Boom. We'll wake up one day and it's going to be like 301.
Yeah, practically in the threes.
And then what happens? It starts slowly trickling down.
Why?
I think it's just the cycle, man. I mean, hey, look, if you're a gas station owner, let us know. 877-881-1053.
I felt like an unk because we drove down to San Antonio, and every time I saw a gas price cheaper than what we paid, I'm like, oh, missed out on that one.
By the time
we got to San Antonio, it was like they were in the 250s.
There you go.
I paid $2.75 leaving Fort Worth.
See, I mean,
I was like, damn.
I was going to ask, you said if you're a gas station worker, for you to text in. Yeah.
I was going to say gas station owner.
No,
I mean, not to say that workers don't know either. I mean, if you know the interdynamics of how
Please
gas pricing works, let us know.
I've always thought gas stations were unique, if you think about it. Think about it if you were a bad person, how much bad could happen. All those piping under the gas station, like, that could be really bad, right? I just want to put that out there. I've always had a scary thought. When I'm getting gas, like, if somebody wanted to light...
This could blow up.
One flame, and we could all be gone in, like, half a second. So that's the one thing I've thought about. The other point, the more important point...
gas stations blowing up, that's one thing. But what I'm about to tell you right now...
is, if you were really cool, like, say if you were a good-looking girl, and you're flirting with a guy who owns a gas station, whatever. Could you manipulate that guy, maybe worker, owner, manager, I don't know how it works, that's why I'm asking... to lower the prices?
I don't think that's how it works.
Someone has to set the price because every gas station almost has a different price.
I mean, it sets it inside. I mean, I don't.
Is it set automatically?
It's all in the same. They set it inside.
They set it inside. So that's what I'm saying. If you were a good-looking girl, and you're flirting with said worker, manager, owner, whatever, whoever can control it,
right?
Because you'd be like, hey, you know, go ahead and drop that gas to 10 cents on gas three or on pump three. Is that possible? Is that a plausible thing?
I doubt that the gas station worker, the guy behind the counter, go, please see attendant, your card's been declined type deal. I don't think that person. Now, unless there's like a code, again, 877-881-1053. If you are a gas station owner or have been, young inquiring mind wants to know.
I do.
Blake Elliott wants to know.
Well, let's just pretend there's a manager. How does this work? Just pretend there's a manager there. He's working that day.
Now, I would think absolutely a manager can do it.
So, boom. If you're a girl,
give you a little discount.
Just go flirt with a gas station manager.
I mean, seems
like a great
that
flirt.
Seems like a lot of work.
I mean, if it was a girl manager, I would say the same for guys, but I don't know very
who's okay, first of all, what does it say about you if you're flirting
for
with
gas
the
is
man-
an all-time low.
What are we talking about?
Flirting for lower gas prices?
That seems like a great reason to flirt.
Just break me off a 40 or something. Seriously.
Shout out to the homeless guy. Just give me the money.
That feels like a great plan.
I'm sure it's been done. Okay.
I'm surprised it's not done more though. Like, hey, go
ahead. Who's to say it isn't?
Hey, go ahead and drop that price for me. And that's unlimited gas.
You might be onto something. Well, I don't know about unlimited. Yeah. I think you also, I mean.
Hey, I'll sleep with you if you give me cheap gas.
All right. Wow. That's.
Whoa.
That's not what we're looking for here.
Wow. Sexual favors for gas. That's where we're at right now. I mean, what kind of world are we living in, Blake? The tariffs haven't hit that high yet, have they? 877-881-1053. Is that where we're at
right now? It's a dollar.
That's
a dollar increase. You're going to be.
I could have said something way worse.
A full tank for some booty.
A full tank for an empty tank, if you know what I'm saying.
10 minutes in, we're already off the rails.
I'll be on full, you'll be on E. This is a girl talking. Seems like a good plan for us.
Oh my goodness, what a day. I'll tell you what, if this doesn't tell you what kind of show this is going to be late tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to tell you. We already mentioned the St. Louis Cardinals and your Texas Rangers and the two
out of three Marcus games Simeon,
set.
Baby!
Marcus Simeon! Bang, 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 bang. Marcus Simeon, this is the kind of game, or better yet, this is the kind of series, rather, that you just wonder, could this be the inflection point? Could this be the turning point? Could this be the jump off, if you will, of Marcus Simeon? Look, we're not asking for you to be, we're not asking for Marcus Simeon to bat 300, 320, which look, if he did, that'd be fantastic. Give me 275 and give me back, give me Marcus Simeon batting 275, middle of the order. Because I want to put Osuna back at the top, but whatever, we'll discuss that later.
So does this mean this would be a kickback? The gas station example, right? Your old version of kickback?
No, that's just, I don't know that's a kickback. That's just a bribe or a favor. Like, here, I'm going to give you sex. You're going to give me free gas. I mean, that's a favor is what that sounds like.
Marcus.
877-881-1053. Is that a favor? What is that? Let us know.
Marcus Simeon had himself a weekend, raising his batting average. How many points, Frederick?
I'm going to say 197.
Incorrect.
No, I'm going to say that's what he's batting is 197.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't raise his batting average 197 points.
No, I was like...
I want to say he was at 173, then he jumped up to 190. I'm going to say he's up to 197 now because I know he went...
Average jumped up 28 points now.
Well, so what's he at? 201?
I think... Let me double check for Mr. Marcus because you know he was at a woeful spot before this.
Well, he was at 173 before the 4-for-4 night on Friday.
Marcus Simeon now, after his great hitting streak, is batting a whopping 201. You're so smart, Frederick.
There you go.
And his OPS jumped from 485 to 560. Marcus stepped up to the plate 11 times this weekend. He reached base safely in 10 of those times. He had a home run, two doubles, three walks, two stolen bases, and six runs scored across three games. Could this be the return of Marcus Simeon?
And if you're curious, the average batting average for the 2025 mm-hmm. season, 235.
He's just right there. He's okay. Only 34 points off.
No, he's not bad.
One more weekend like this, and he's back in the saddle. Back at the league average.
He is back. He's getting close. You just, for as...
Someone said it's called prostitution.
Well, there's that. I mean, look, we didn't want to go.
Yeah,
I mean,
kind
of. I mean, it is. I mean, let's call
another person texting the same thing. They're all just laughing and saying,
yeah,
I think
not
you
wrong.
Guys are talking about. Is that?
Pretty sure. I mean, that's.
I feel like
I mean, yeah, I feel like. I mean,
well,
yeah,
there's more steps in this one.
Pretty clear cut.
I mean, it typically doesn't happen at a gas station. I mean, maybe it does. Maybe it does. Well, usually outside the gas station.
It depends on the gas station.
Look, real quick, last thing I'll say about this is, since we're already kind of in this crazy topic anyway, I once ran into a waitress at a breakfast place that I go to from time to time in Louisville, and she met her boyfriend selling weed outside of a gas station while she was getting gas.
True love.
True love.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she bought
not in Texas, though.
Marijuana product from him.
No, that's the best part about it, was she didn't smoke weed.
She was just that enthralled by his looks and personality.
He apparently said something complimentary to her.
Hey, right? Sweet cheeks.
As only somebody slanging gas station weed can, and she was enamored by it. And then, of course, she was upset when she found out a couple weeks later after he punched her in the eye and left to Houston to sleep with somebody else. So, I said, hey, here's the deal, man. True love is hard to find.
It is.
I would venture to say it's even harder to find outside of a gas station.
Yeah.
But
or maybe that's where genuineness happens.
What do I know? Okay, what do I know? A couple quick shout-outs I got to give real quick before we move this thing along. We're going to talk about some Cowboys here in the next segment. But real quick, shout-out to Tolo, Twyla, and her husband. We were out there today climbing her roof. She is a huge Rangers fan. She got the Victory Plus app, the whole nine. She loves her some Rangers. She's been a Ranger fan all her life. Loves the Rangers. Loves 105.3 The Fan. Tolo's all the time. So I had to give her a shout-out as well. And then she told us that we need to go check out the Cleburne Roadrunners. And I think she said Roadrunners. But anyway, it's a team. It's a baseball team out of Cleburne. All right. So if you know anything about them, let us know. We'll share that along. But she said, go check out a game in Cleburne. It's a lot of fun. You will enjoy. What's the team name?
It is indeed the Cleburne Railroaders.
Railroaders. Roadrunners, like Railroaders.
Like I think Roadrunners is better. Railroader?
Railroader. Well, it's a train, man. Come on.
Yeah.
But that's it. Say Cleveland Road.
Cleburne. Cleburne Railroaders.
Say that three times fast.
Cleburne Railroaders. Cleburne Railroaders. Cleburne Railroaders. Okay.
Railroaders.
So anyway, Twyla, shout out to you. Big time Tolo. Big time fan of the fan and a Rangers fan. And she said the same thing as everybody else. She goes, when the bats going to get going? When are the bats going to get going?
That's some great text. Someone said, are these shout outs Fred doing right now kickbacks? Question mark.
Never. No. I love shouting out Tolos. I love shouting out Tolos. Let's call it what it is. And then I got to give a shout out to my boy Billy D as well.
Shout out. Listen, Billy D.
Shout out my boy Billy D.
The transmission guy.
Tell you what. No, that's Dan the Man. Let me tell you something. You see my boy Billy D, cancel Christmas. That's all I got to say. If Billy D kicks down your door, you did something wrong. That's
Someone
all I'm going to say.
What you guys are explaining right now is called fair exchange, not prostitution.
Okay. See? That's why we threw the question
There's
out.
A trade market out. Countries trade all the time.
Yeah,
they
do.
Not trading like gold or silver or anything.
No, just trading feelings. For petrol. Okay. So there you have it. Twyla and Billy D, you guys know who you are. Shout out to you as always. Love our Tolos. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys. OTAs wrapped up last week. George Pickens is everybody's favorite wide receiver all of a sudden. How legitimate is this starting offense? And we heard from Todd Archer last week that he was concerned about the defense. Not concerned, but just as, if you had to power rank one of the two, which gives you more pause? It's the defense for us. We'll discuss that more. Get your thoughts, more text messages as well. That's CAC. That's Blake. I'm Fred. It's Fantasy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
After dark. Texters are on one. Texters are on one. Let's just call it what it is.
I'm glad I sparked that.
You guys see, I'm trying to wear these glasses today. We'll see how it goes. I wore them during crosstalk. Now, granted, I didn't have to read anything, so we'll see.
I'm loving this music in the background. I got a little guitar.
I heard you say you were going to buy an electric guitar, correct? Of the top five things you said you were doing.
If my friend Bruce would ever come up to Dallas, because he always makes a bunch of excuses, we'll go buy a guitar next time I see him. Going to go buy an electric guitar.
So where's Bruce at?
Bruce lives in Denton, where I used to go to college at.
Okay, so you made it sound like Bruce was in Waco or something.
Yeah,
like he's literally just up the street.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be seeing him tomorrow, so hopefully the guitar is bought tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. So there might be a electric guitar bought tomorrow.
I'm making all my neighbors.
Probably, what, about $150, give or take?
So the good thing is, yes, that's a good price, but the good thing is I was at a pawn shop, and this guy was talking to me for like 30 minutes, super chill dude, and was telling me all about the guitars.
Fender, Gibson.
There was a couple of Fenders in there, some Strats, but he was telling me a bunch about them because I'm still pretty novice when it comes to electric or guitar in general. Like, I know the brands, but I don't know the brands. Like, I'm not like, oh, this guitar over that one compared to how the strings are. Like, I'm still learning, and the guy was educating me and being super helpful, and there was the guitar that he said was the best for me and the one actually I like the most,
$78. 78 bones for an electric, but you got to buy the amp too, though.
Yeah, you do got to buy the amp. And he had an amp there, and he was like, I could sell you this one. It's like $250, it looks like, but you won't even know the difference in the two. Like, you got to get more and more into guitar.
So, all told, how much, if you go buy this $78 guitar tomorrow, and the
I didn't ask how much the amp was.
Okay.
He only had one amp, but I'm assuming like 50, 60, 70. I don't know. It's a pawn shop amp, so.
It's true.
Probably like 60, 50 bucks.
You going to buy a microphone to go with it, too?
Probably no microphone to start off. Won't
might
get
as
into
well.
My,
I mean, if we're going to be a band,
Jonas Brothers.
Grizzly Bear, okay?
But I will definitely be blaring the guitar. My neighbors can suck.
Remember, a killer in me is a killer in you.
A killer in me is a killer in you.
Real quick, can I get a shout out for my UTSA Roadrunner baseball team for beating Texas and advancing to their first ever regional.
Kevin, no, mess we cannot.
Boom.
Yeah, you
Boom.
Can get the shout out. They deserve it. About. They deserve it. They got
Absolutely
cocky.
They do.
You said we got nicknames in the break?
Oh, yeah, y'all got tons of nicknames in the break. Y'all want me to read them off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right, let's see what we got here. And I did run it by my girlfriend. She said it was fine.
I mean, it was already
too
late.
Okay. These are nicknames that were sent in. I thought it was nicknames of us.
No, we're still Fred and Blake.
We're still Fred and Blake?
Yeah. I don't know why they're sending nicknames.
Well, and the fact that you didn't ask, like, hey, give us nicknames.
I thought so as well. Mm-hmm.
So you literally forgot what you teased at the top of the segment.
Correct.
And you called me an old head.
I know, I'm old too. I call myself middle aged.
You're 25, bro. Enough.
To 26 than I am 25.
Enough. Tolo Brandon, I'll give you lessons.
On?
The guitar, freak.
Oh my God.
I don't know. We change topics every 9 seconds.
This dude needs to put down the Oski Woski. Blake, go check out Facebook Marketplace for an amp. Someone will be selling a good one for cheap. That's Bailey the Bird.
See, the thing is,
you can go get
I don't have
the 907. Fill her up, Blake.
I don't have enough knowledge. That's why I need my friend who plays the electric guitar. Yeah. I don't have enough knowledge to be able to parse through Facebook Marketplace, but this is a good brand. This is not a good brand.
This is not.
No, it matters.
Look it up. Do some YouTube searching.
You chat GPT everything else in your life. You can't chat GPT what a damn guitar amp is worth.
Don't trust Google AI, though.
I could.
I don't trust chat GPT.
I want to see it in the physical. I want to hold the box knowing it's a good box.
Okay, bro. You need to hold the box. You know it's a good box.
I got to.
Okay, fair enough.
Because they can say it's the best.
Gotta get you arrested in some countries. You know that, right?
I could think it's great on Facebook Marketplace. They ship it, and it's boo-boo cheese.
Okay,
doesn't work.
Ship it? Who's shipping from you?
Just go pick it up.
Driving it to another place,
but
man.
Then I go, and the guy's got a bunch of amps. He's like, this one's good. And I'm like, how do I know it's good? You said
Have you ever bought anything online? You know, you can make a phone call and talk to the person.
What do you think he's going to say? It's a terrible product. Nobody's going to tell me how great it is. And I'm.
Well, are you a decent reader of humans?
Like, yeah.
It's a good point. I mean, yeah.
Joe Navarro.
They look sketch. Everybody. Don't buy sketch things.
But, like, have you ever bought a car off Facebook Marketplace?
No.
I wouldn't because I don't know enough about cars to be able to do the same thing with a guitar.
Well, you know, what you do is you find the car, and then what you do? I know this is kind of a crazy concept. You go to the place that's selling the car, and then you drive it.
No, I'm saying Facebook Marketplace, though, not a
that's
dealership.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Yeah, because what?
Random people let you drive off with their car to test
Absolutely.
Drive?
Absolutely. Because I'm leaving my car there.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. You'd have to do that.
I mean,
a little collateral.
I mean, look, if you've accomplished the ability to drive two cars at once, do tell.
Or just have someone else, hey, this is our car now. Now you just got your car stolen.
Yeah. Okay.
What were the nicknames?
I mean, if that's the route.
Okay, so we do still want the nicknames.
We do.
Okay, all right.
Now, what are these nicknames for?
These are nicknames for significant others.
Not for me. I know it now, Fred. I'm revisiting for... We have new listeners that just tuned in right now.
Fill her up, Blake.
That are like,
I think you're one of them, Blake.
Nicknames. Nicknames, Blake. What are you talking about? Okay. Nicknames that you would call your significant other.
They're asking that question regardless.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
There's going to be quite a few. I'll go over some that aren't. They're a little bit more original than the others.
Okay.
Someone from the 214 said Bellissima. I'm assuming that's a combination of some names.
That sounds Italian.
Bellissima.
469, La Beba.
La Beba.
La Beba, or
okay.
Beba.
La Bibi.
Something to that.
La Baby.
817, Lovey Dove. We got some other ones that we can't say.
Give us the safe way to say it. So what's the beginning of it? Just don't say the curse word.
254, I call my wife Boo Boo Kitty Blank.
Boo Boo Kitty
Which
Blank.
Which in itself.
It's a lot.
It's original. I haven't heard it.
A lot to say every time.
Seriously.
Sweetie French Fries from 409.
Sweetie French Fries.
These seem elaborate. This seems like a lot of words going
on. Well, I mean, we did say, give us something different.
Okay,
be original.
Let's see here. Got some more talks about tariffs. Sugar Britches with a Z.
Sugar Britches. I've heard that one. I've heard Sugar Britches before.
Let's see. We got some other ones.
Oh, that's an old head.
Because Britches himself.
I was going to say, anybody saying Britches is well, they're either old or...
old soul.
Or the old soul, or they're from, rural area.
And
they're from Fort Worth.
817. I'm Latino, and my lady calls me Caramel Macchiato.
Caramel Macchiato. With two espresso shots or one?
He said, sorry, Fred. I know you're boycotting.
That's it. He knows it right. Boo Boo Kitty comes from the show Empire.
Okay.
So that makes sense. I call my wife Sugar Bleeps. I even have packages shipped to the house in that name.
That's awesome.
Boo Boo Kitty F is not original. It's from Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, wow. We're really finding the lore on this one.
My bad.
Look, you opened this up to the Tolos.
I've never heard it.
Neither one of us had. None of the three. La Toxica. Okay. I think we all know what that means. Everybody knows what that means. Fancy Face. I kind of like that one.
Fancy Face is nice.
Oh, I don't have my
store that
I do
one.
Have a pen. Yes, I do.
469. Her name's Elizabeth. I call her Lizzie B because she's a busy bee.
Oh,
that's just
they're on a happy
that's
relationship.
A
that's
a good
cute.
One.
That's cute. We're getting sugar teas a lot. Apparently, that's a famous one that people like calling. Either that or it's just the same guy.
Which I thought,
or just the same guy.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought that one kind of died out, but maybe not.
I don't think that ever. Pumpkin teas is another.
That's a
one.
New one.
That's a new
why
one.
Not just
and why
pumpkin?
The pumpkin?
Why not just pumpkin?
Because anybody can be a pumpkin, but to be pumpkin teas? Huh?
What is teas? What do you mean? How are you spelling that?
I mean, come on.
Come on. Don't
overthink it. Wow.
Tea is a thing you drink. The t-shirt.
Okay.
I didn't know.
This is a family show, Blake.
I hear
and
that.
I don't know if you can say that word on...
I don't either.
I don't think you can.
We're not going to change
We're not going to try. I call my wife Bunny.
Yeah, they're fun.
I like that.
If you
I
call
like
your that. Wife Bunny,
what about calling her Honey Bunny?
Isn't that what Jelly Roll calls his wife? Or is that her name? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know her I'm not a Jelly occupation. Roll guy.
Let's see. Oh, wow.
Oh, 903s is interesting.
Tell you what, if you're called CDFL, you may want a divorce.
You just give me an acronym?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
CDFL.
Yeah, don't say it out loud.
Yeah, no. Don't.
Let's see. Here we go. Boo Boo Kitty originally came from Laverne and Shirley.
Wow, we've gotten a drawback every time.
Boo Boo Kitty is, okay, Pumpkin Tease is from Not Another Teen Movie. Okay, so there's that. I call my girl Bon Bomb. Okay, so I tell you what, I mean, just you'd open up to the Tolos and all hell breaks loose.
What nickname do you think Jerry Jones gives Dak?
Dacky Poo.
Oh, man.
Rain?
Dakota.
Come here, Coda.
Coda. That's what he calls him, Coda.
I'm going to start calling him that.
I sure do Salary love Coda. Salary cap. I sure do love Coda. That's why we got all the ministers. That's why we got Tyler Booger.
What about his receiving room?
Nicknames for them?
Yeah.
CD.
Sidarian.
Just a long day. He calls him Sidarian. Calls him Sidarian.
You know he calls him Sidarian. There's no question he calls him Sidarian. George Pickens, we probably don't have a nickname yet for.
Just George. Hey, George, why don't you come along?
You don't see. Hey, here's the other thing, too. You don't see a lot of young brothers named George.
You don't. It's not a young brother.
That is not a young brother name. That's not a young white guy. That's not a young person's name, period, anymore.
George actually, just sounds like you're 40.
You know what? That reminds me. I saw, since we're not talking about the NFL, I'll go ahead and change the music. But I saw a tweet the other day. It was, how many players can you think of that have to be referred to as first and last name and not one of the either? George Pickens is one of those ones.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't say George.
You can't say George.
You can say Pickens. But would you not know who we're talking about?
More often you say George
Pickens. If you were in the contest about football, you say Pickens is one of the best receivers. Not even just on this show. If you were in Philadelphia and you said that, you would know who we're talking about. Who else is named Pickens?
In a football context, yes.
But I would say all of them are in sports context. If I just say Stephen, no one knows I'm talking about Curry.
Okay, let me give you an example that I thought about.
Okay.
Kevin Durant.
You could say Durant, and I think in almost any circle, everyone knows exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But more often than not, wouldn't you say people just say Kevin Durant or KD?
I think a lot of people say Durant. Yeah.
All right, well,
I think he's got it. And plus, the other thing, too, is there's not that many Durants in pro sports, right? So he's got the kind of name. And Pickens, here's the thing about Pickens. Pickens is such, I mean, you've had a handful of Pickens in the history of the National Football League. I mean, hell, I want to say there's been a D-back named Pickens. I want to say, I think Carl Pickens, if I'm not mistaken, was a football player.
Yeah.
So I could see it. I could see where when you think Pickens right away, okay, George. I mean, and maybe it's just because we like the name George. I don't know.
See, now, Tolbert. I think that's just because he's not that good.
Tolbert, we know. Like, we know Tolbert, though.
Ferguson?
But you're not going to say, I mean, outside of here, nobody knows.
I would say a lot of players on the Cowboys have a pretty noticeable last name where you don't think it's anybody else. If you were talking in the context of football, someone who watches sports.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with how you use Diggs.
Well, Diggs just because he has a brother. But other than that, I mean, they just had the same last name. You could say Prescott, Lamb, Pickens, Ferguson, yeah. Guyton. Everyone knows exactly who you're talking about. You don't even need to say their first name. We only say the first name to be...
I was going to say, everybody's pretty identifiable with this Dallas Cowboy team.
Yeah.
Parsons.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, oh, Chandler? No, it's Micah. It's Micah. We know who that is.
No, you couldn't say Smith.
No, you can say Sanborn.
You can say Sanborn.
You can say Sanborn. Everybody's going to know. Guyton. You know who that is without even any hesitation. Can't use Tyler. That could be any number of people on that football team.
Or Tyler...
Team. Yeah.
Both same last name. You could say Bland.
But you can say Mozzie, and everybody's going to know.
But no one knows who Duron is. I think both his first and last, you know who he is. If you said Duron or if you said Bland.
I can't think of any other Durons. I mean, the only other Duron that I can think of off the top of my head is Duron Cherry, and he was a safety for the Chiefs when I was a kid. So that's about
it. Do we have the most
identifiable
team?
No, because I promise
you.
We can start rattling off other teams. I mean, I can start rattling off Chiefs players. How many Karloftises are there in the NFL?
But there's a lot of Rices. Rashee.
There are a lot. But if I say Rashee, then
Rashee
you're going
to help.
You know? If I say Kareem.
Yeah.
You're probably going to know.
Pacheco.
Not a lot of worthies.
Pacheco. There's not a lot of, you know. If I say Kelsey, you're going to know.
Yeah.
Now, Chris Jones.
Anybody's
now,
guess.
Chris Jones, you got to say his whole name, right? Like, Chris Jones, one of the few people that you have to say his entire name
to know
who he is. But who's the other? McDuffie. Yeah, you know, Trent McDuffie.
You kind of know him. Can say McDuffie.
But exactly. So there you have it. All right, coming up next, I promise you we're going to talk actual Cowboy football here. Let's have our boy, friend of the program, you guys know him from the press coverage newsletter, Mr. Brandon Laurie, talking all things Dallas Cowboys, joins us next. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back in. It is a Fan After Dark on a Monday night. Your Texas Rangers are off this evening. They have a 3-city road trip that they, I'm sure they've probably already left. Maybe they haven't. I don't know. I'm not a part of the travel team, nor am I part of Texas Rangers logistics, so ain't no telling. Ain't no telling.
What kind of plane do you think they take? Boeing 767?
I mean, it's probably a Boeing because those are the majority of planes that are in the
service. How about they're driving?
Service. Yeah, taking a bus.
No, I mean, some of the players should take a bus.
I'm sure they've got. Now, we need everybody on the same. We need everybody on the same. You can't have this, you know.
You have a hierarchy
of, oh, somebody gets to do this. If that's the case, then guess what? Your pitchers are flying and everybody hitting is taking a bus. If we're going to go that route.
Everybody hitting is taking a camp.
Yeah, seriously. You guys get to take an Uber to the next place we're going to and not an Uber Black. All right, let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. Friend of the show. My man's been battling a bad voice in the sense that maybe it's allergies. We don't know, but whatever it is, it's back to 100%. From Blogging the Boys and the Press Coverage Newsletter, let's welcome to the program Brandon Laurie. Brandon, happy Monday to you. Happy OTAs in the books last week. Did you learn anything new about these Dallas Cowboys last week?
A little bit. I think the one thing I actually learned tonight is I didn't know gas prices were so outrageous in Texas. I mean, listen, guys, we're family here. If you need help here, there's always Venmo. There's always alternative ways. But I will say that I learned a little bit more about the Cowboys after OTAs. And listen, they're still going to be kind of going into this week a little bit. I think the media is going to be able to see some practice, not tomorrow, but the day after, or maybe tomorrow, I think it is. But we got to learn a little bit more, and it's still early. There's still a lot of things that need to be worked out, but I think the hype right now is just about this idea of culture, and certainly Brian Schottenheimer is building something special, seemingly, behind closed doors. We heard a lot about culture through Shotty, but also to not only the players, but now it's coming out, the former players are very excited about that. I know Michael Irvin spoke about that glowingly, and we could always get into that, but I just think right now it's the emphasis of culture. You kind of build up the foundation, and then you can really start hit the ground running once we get into minicamp and then eventually training camp.
All right, I'm going to challenge you a little bit, Brandon, since we haven't had you on and we won't be on the air for a couple of days. Give me two or three winners and two or three losers so far of what you've seen from these voluntary OTAs. I know this is a time where there's not much losing going on from the players because they're not in pads, but whether it be because of their hurt, contract, whatever it may be, depth chart, kind of what are the guys that have stunned out that have taken the biggest advantage or that you've seen from OTAs and some of the guys that maybe are not in the best spot as they were maybe a year ago before?
Sure, yeah. I'll say winners for right now, definitely Brian Schottenheimer's at the top of the list. Okay. I think, like I just mentioned, I think right now a lot of people are getting excited. We know it is hope season. It's this constant wheel that we're stuck in sort of as Cowboys fans or watchers of the Dallas Cowboys. But right now it's hope season, and Brian Schottenheimer is certainly winning over not only a lot of people in the media, but also a lot of fans too. We'll see if that translates to wins. I think it does. But, you know, we still have to see that develop as we get closer to Oxnard and training camp. But from a player standpoint, I think Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, these are two veteran running backs that, listen, there's an open competition right now. We'll see what we get from Jaden Blue, but history will show you that a lot of coaches around this league don't want to trust rookies very early on in the process. They're still learning a lot of things. We know that the idea of being a third down back in the NFL means you have to be a great pass protector. Sometimes that takes sort of a learning curve, so we'll see if Jaden Blue can develop into that. But we know Javonte Williams kind of is feeling himself again after just coming off of really some gruesome injuries in the past with Denver. So I think there's a lot of hype around him. And then Miles Sanders, too, is sort of, I think, the dark horse in the race where maybe you do have the running back room looking like Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, Jaden Blue, and Hunter Lipke. And that means that someone like a Deuce Vaughn, as you can kind of put in a sort of, I won't say loser category, but maybe a hot water category where, listen, like it might be make or break season for Deuce Vaughn, given that the veteran guys brought in, they drafted a rookie running back. He might be on the outside looking in right now. I will say, too, that you know, Brevin Spanford is getting some hype right now, too, as maybe a potential tight end, too. That means Luke Schoonmaker has to step up. Maybe John Stevens can kind of come back to what we saw a few years ago before the ACL injury. So I would say maybe Luke Schoonmaker is on sort of this warning signal right now. But outside of that, it's just you really can't learn a lot. I think George Pickens is a winner just simply because it's a new environment for him. He's seemingly getting along really well with the players and also, too, with CeeDee Lamb kind of leading the way for him. And then let's say, you know, another winner is just activity in the locker room. You know, ping pong tables are back. You know, football seems to be fun again around Dallas. So I'll put just overall culture, too, as a win, too.
Love that, Brandon. You listen to Brandon Loria blogging the boys. Talk to me about this defensive back room. There's been a lot of chatter about it on social media. Deron Bland playing in the nickel. Kyer Elam. Impressing where most people thought maybe he wouldn't. Now it is training camp, but I think he's doing a lot better than people expected. Kind of talk to me what that room has looked like when you're out there and kind of what you expect it to look like in week one.
Yeah, I know you guys mentioned earlier, and I know Todd was on, I believe, last week talking about sort of what position or side of the ball is most concerning. And I do agree with what he said, you know, that it is the defensive side. I just think right now there's a lot of moving parts in that secondary, not necessarily on the safety end. I mean, you have a lot of veterans that are in that room with Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson. Donovan Wilson's been with the rehab group to start, so that means it opens up more opportunities for players like Marquise Bell, Wanya Thomas, but they've been here. You know, they've been here for the last few years, so they have experience in that side. But I will say from the cornerback spot, really the only sure thing right now is just Deron Bland. But even for him, you don't really know where he's playing. I know we talked about the last time I was on that I might feel like Deron Bland is the team's best slot corner, which means that right now you have players like Andrew Booth and Kyer Elam being on the outside. I don't think that that really inspires a lot of confidence, especially for fans right now in the early OTAs. So, I mean, you maybe see a veteran guy come into the room if they feel like that there's a little sort of unsettling heading into training camp. Could Stephon Gilmore be another guy that comes back? We know he was in the building a few, probably about a month ago or so, and it's seemingly not for football related, but you never know. Could be checking up on, see how he's doing. He's certainly a guy that knows the team very well, and he's certainly still available. So I think he could bring some stability to that side of the ball. I think if McQuamu could get a shot at slot corner, I'd be happy to see him kind of carry what we saw, you know, in that one glimpse of what it was against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that playoff spot. I thought he did really well in that game and then kind of disappeared. It could have been maybe with the coaching staff last year under Mike Zimmer. So it'll be cool to see if he gets sort of a fresh look this year. So there's some moving parts. Savone Rebel, I know, is progressing pretty well. I know Deron Bland and Kyrie Irving were practicing together sort of off on the side with Elite Performance Training in Texas on Saturday. So they're training together. So seemingly if they're both going to be spending a lot of time together, it's good to see them working together outside of the Cowboys facility. So I am concerned about it. I think we just kind of have to see how it slow plays and then how we go into training camp.
Brandon Laurie, Blogging the Boys, joining us here talking all things Dallas Cowboys. Now, a name that has sort of been kind of lost in the mix, and you kind of wonder where he's at, especially with the additions of Ezeraku, Dante Fowler. We expect Marshawn Nealon to take a step forward in year two. What's the deal with Sam Williams?
I think Sam Williams, again, it's another guy that just by nature of where the Cowboys have drafted over the last few years, and unfortunately with his injury, you're right, he's sort of become this forgotten guy, but I thought before the injury he was going to be taking a huge step forward last year, even without Dan Quinn, who was sort of his guy at defensive coordinator. I thought that he was primed. I mean, you know, we saw a lot of flashes. I go back to maybe the Cowboys beatdown against the Minnesota Vikings a few years ago where he was getting a lot more snaps in the fourth quarter, and he's shown that he's grown a lot as a run defender. It's just, you know, a lot of those penalties that you see, unsportsmanlike penalties, offsides, you know, false starts, a lot of things where you're seeing just, for him, he needs to clean that up. I think he's matured a lot. I think, you know, from what we've seen on social media, he's a guy that's sort of been a lot more reflective since the injury, and he kind of feels like he enjoys football again. He missed it, certainly, with not being on the field. So I have high hopes for him. I think it would be great, especially, too. I mean, we've seen a lot of players perform well in their contract years, and he's certainly a player that's going to be looking to make a lot of money after this year, whether it's with the Cowboys or elsewhere. So I think he has a lot to prove. And again, there's this huge pressure on his shoulders to be the guy right away. They want to slow play it, make sure that he's 100% healthy. And then you get back to sort of this arsenal of pass rushers that, you know, the Cowboys proved to be successful with a few years ago with Dan Quinn. You know, you have Dante Fowler back in the mix. You mentioned Marshawn Nealon. You know, they have guys now that can rush the passer in a variety of ways and kind of deploy them all over the field, which then opens up for Micah Parsons to be moved all over as a chess piece. So I think that it's certainly exciting to see what he can be post-injury. I think, again, he's sort of in that Luke Schoonmaker type, the guy that just has to prove something. Maybe it ends up being a player that they trade for somebody else. I mean, who knows? They have a plethora of talent at that position. Again, when a guy's in a contract year, sometimes it can be a little expendable. But I'm hopeful for Sam Williams. I hope he turns the corner this year for sure.
Brandon, June 1 has passed. We're on, what are we on, June 2 now here on Monday. June 1 cuts, June 1 trades, all that stuff is either designated or about to happen or hasn't happened. Do you think the Cowboys play any part of this June 1 deadline, if you will?
Yeah, we'll see. I think, you know, I was asked this question, I believe, a while back, whether it was on social media or through you guys, about, you know, where the state of the roster is and if they need to add any more to what they have. And I think the Cowboys did really well this offseason as far as answering a lot of questions or filling a lot of needs and holes at the positions going into the draft. Like, they addressed wide receiver 2 by going to get George Pickens, added some depth at cornerback. They added some help at defensive tackle. But whether or not these questions are answered, you know, now versus training camp, who knows? I think, I won't say a specific player, but I do think that defensive tackle to me is a position along with corner that if you can add a few extra bodies there, I think that would be great. And not just young guys, but like veteran guys. To lead that room. I think you still don't know really what you have with Mozzie Smith. And I think that you're kind of relying on some seventh round guys in Jay Toia and then also Akeem Bisoute, you know, kind of to step up this year. But you just, seventh round picks, you never know. It's sort of a roll of the dice. Justin Rogers, I know they brought back last year, and he was a guy that was cut from the team for the final 53 and then made his way back onto the roster. But outside of Osa, I think that there's just a lot of, you know, what if for the defensive tackle position. So if a guy gets cut that's a veteran guy, maybe a cap casualty, I would like to see them address that position specifically. Corner would be great. I know Jalen Ramsey was a name that Jeremy Fowler threw out. I don't think, from what Brian Broaddus has said and a bunch of other insiders for the Cowboys, it seems like that's not really an area that they're sort of looking in right now. Things can change and are fluid in the NFL, but I don't think that's really a logical landing spot for Jalen Ramsey right now in Dallas. But outside of that, I just really circled defensive tackle as sort of a glaring need for them, that they can add a veteran guy and it makes me feel a lot comfortable heading into camp.
30 seconds or less, does Brandon Aubrey put the screws down on Jerry and ask for a pay raise, as some woebegone websites have speculated?
I don't know if it's Brandon Aubrey, but I know that he's with Todd France, and we know Todd France of Athletes First. He can really hold it down for the Cowboys as far as holding out for a contract. Aubrey doesn't seem like that guy, but I think, again, it's like what happened with Zach Martin, you know, a few years ago. It's like, listen, I'm just going to let my agent do the work. If I hold out, you know, it's just because it's what my agent is telling me to do. I don't know if Aubrey's necessarily going to do that, but he's, I think, very well deserving of to be, you know, a highest paid kicker in the NFL type contract. He's performed excellent over the last few years with the Cowboys. He's by far now the best kicker in the NFL. So I think that it won't necessarily be Aubrey. I think it's going to be more of like the Todd France side of things and Athletes First.
Tell the folks at home, if they don't know already, where they can find your newsletter as well as you on X.
Yeah, it's presscoverage.football. And then also on X, it's at Brandon is Right, W-R-I-T-E. I will say it is the slow period for us journalists right now. We're really just kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel for some content. But I got a couple ideas coming down the pike. I will say the one thing I've been a little bit more this week is reflective of what the 2024 season was like for Dallas. And I kind of was keeping a rolling list of things that happened. I mean, bootgate for Dak Prescott on July 4th. I think everybody remembers that. And there's just a lot of things that happened last year that I kind of want to go through and dissect. So it might be a list of about maybe 50 or 60 things. Who knows where it ends up? But that could be something to look forward to, especially on the press coverage newsletter side of things.
BL, we love to hear it. We love catching up with you. Obviously, we're all over the place with the Rangers schedule right now, but we'll do this again real soon as we get closer to football being real again.
Appreciate it, guys. And be careful of those gas prices.
Boy.
I'm a friend if you need some help.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I'll have Blake give you his information. As always, Brandon Lowry, blogging the boys. Great stuff from him, as always. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little basketball. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to talk a little Dallas Mavericks. Plus, is there a superstar on the move? We know he's going to be. If Dallas isn't one of the teams, who else might be interested? Lots to get to. Let's talk some basketball. Let's talk some Mavs next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.